We want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Healing Insight. Healing Insight is an acupuncture and holistic medicine clinic on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, Minnesota. Owner Senya May and her team of practitioners can help patients with everything from anxiety to pain relief to fertility and so much more. Now, I've personally been seeing Senya for several years, and I'm now part of her membership program, which means I have a standing monthly appointment. Each month, we decide together which areas of my health to focus on. Sometimes it's an energy boost. Sometimes it's more acute, like sinus issues. Other times we focus on boosting immunity. Several of my family members go to Healing Insight, and I really do credit Senya as being a huge part of how I'm able to balance work, family, and other projects, and overall, the most important part, maintain good health. Now, Senya can also help you work through many health issues over Skype or Zoom calls. And Senya was also our featured guest on one of our most listened to episodes of Best to the Nest. It's episode 25, simply titled Anxiety. I really encourage you to download that episode if you haven't already, and go to healinginsightonline.com. That's healinginsightonline.com to find out more about Senya and her team.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-show that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. Okay, I'm living,
what are we doing today,
I'm living on Instagram these days, Elizabeth.
Ooh,
and
yes.
Guess who posted something fabulous? Our friend and Minneapolis St. Paul magazine writer Stephanie March. She posted a short list of good things. So hashtag short list
hashtag.
Of good things. I loved this.
I saw this last night, too, and Stephanie March is such a beautiful writer.
Mm-hmm.
She writes about food, but then she also writes about life. She is so worth a follow on Instagram. She's been a guest on Best to the Nest, and it sort of reminded me of, like, these are a few of my favorite things,
right.
A little Sound of Music. And I thought, number one, that always makes me happy, and it is nice to just kind of soak up what are the good things that are going on right now. So her short list of good things she wrote, and then she sort of just kind of inadvertently encouraged other people to add theirs too.
Right. It became this little challenge. And so if you follow Stephanie on Instagram, you'll see all these other people responding. And last night, it just made me feel good. So her short list of good things, she had a very long list. It was actually more than 10 things. I just took her top five. And I don't know if she was ranking them in order, but I just took the top five. So her short list of good things: popcorn popped in ghee. Is it pronounced ghee?
Yeah, ghee. Clarified butter. You got it.
Popcorn popped in ghee on the stovetop. Governor
so
coach Tim Walz. I'm hearing amazing things about him all over
He's
Instagram.
He's our governor in the great state of Minnesota.
Sharpies. I love that. Just Sharpies. Eggs. And then she said, at Megan Schwint, her enduring love of SpongeBob. So I may have to
That's
follow
her daughter.
This person.
That's her daughter who's like in her 20s or 30s. So
I have to follow her.
That's why that's so funny. Yeah.
Because people may not know this about me, but for years when I would drive around, my passenger was Squidward. I had a little stuffed Squidward, which was always in my passenger seat. So I may have to follow this woman. So what's the short list of good things that you have?
I just have a few things. I have three things. Number one, I have green plants coming out of the ground. And
yes.
Bernie noticed this the other day as she was walking up our sidewalk in the backyard, heading up home. And she said, Mama, look, there's flowers, because those are going to grow into whatever flowers. I think there's some sort of lily or something that pops up. And I took a photo of the little sprouts this morning. And it is just a reminder to me, a calming reminder that Mother Nature moves on.
Yes.
That even though we're in the midst of a crisis, that doesn't mean that the earth isn't growing and changing and shifting just like it always has. And so there's a certain like reassurance in that cadence that I appreciate. So green plants coming out of the ground. Number two, the great American slowdown. I'm a big believer in slowing down. I don't like to run at a fast pace anymore. I did, and I don't anymore. And so for me, that means I'm home every night with my kids,
yeah.
And so is my husband. And we don't have anything to do, and we have been having long dinners and actually somewhat calm dinners, which is shocking considering we have a 2.5-year-old who sometimes rages against the machine at that time. But
he has been really great. And we've just been sitting and chatting and we have nowhere to go. There's something really peaceful in that to me. And then number three, sourdough starter. I started a sourdough starter. I've been posting about it on social media. And I know I'm not the only one. I read an entire Wall Street Journal article about people going crazy for sourdough right now, that everybody is starting the starter. And I ordered a little packet of the starter probably 3 weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago. And I didn't really realize that I was preparing for a global pandemic, but apparently I was. And now I've got it going and I just can't wait to get baking some bread out of it. So that's my short list of good things.
And I love that because I interviewed a chef last year who has an Italian restaurant in town, which also does pizzas. And it wasn't sourdough, but it was a bread starter. He brought over like his grandfather's dough from Italy.
Like, yeah, that's a starter. That's like a fermented, that's a live yeast.
Isn't that crazy? So you may
it's
have
amazing.
Started something which someday your grandchild may use.
I know.
I had a
woman write to me that she uses her sourdough starter that's been in her husband's family for 100 years.
Who is this?
A woman on Instagram.
That's so cool.
Wrote this to me.
That is so cool. Okay,
really
here's
cool. Okay, tell me
here's
your
my
short
list of
good things.
Hunker down with Harry. So Harry Connick Jr. is doing a show every night, and it's darling. So he
Great.
Does it on Instagram Live. It gets posted on his YouTube channel. I've watched every episode. There have been 4 or 5 so far. He just sits in his basement. His daughter sometimes joins him. They're shooting it on their iPhones. But he ends every show with a song, and
Sweet.
He sings, and he's just so kind. We talked earlier about in the earlier podcast about raising kind children. His mother died when he was 13. She would be so proud of him. He's so kind.
That's
and
sweet.
He's preaching a little bit. And so it's very comforting. So if you like Harry Connick Jr., I think you will love Hunker Down with Harry, and you can find it on YouTube. It's just, it's a way, he's just trying to help people pass the time, and he's using his talents to do it. And I think it's very generous, and it's pretty entertaining. So that's a really good thing right now. Mm. I have a fireplace in my bedroom, so I've been having a fire every night.
Fire
and
at night.
That's been really, really peaceful and calming for me. Fresh grapefruit.
Yes.
I don't know why, just it's a good thing right now. And my car. And I only bring this up because I intentionally did not have a car for about 2 to 3 years. And in November, a still small voice was telling me, it's time to get a car. Get a car. Hmm. And I kept rejecting it because I don't want one. I didn't want a car. And I kept saying to myself, I don't want one. I don't need one. I've made my life so I don't need one. And it just kept coming back to us. And we've talked about this on the podcast before. Intuition, that still small voice, the universe speaking to you. Elizabeth, I could not drown it out. And so I went and got a car. And right now, it's been a godsend.
Yeah.
And so I'm thankful for whoever provided me with that still small voice, that I wasn't trying to buy something in a panic. I got a very cute little car that I love. And it was because of that still small voice. And I can't imagine going through this time right now not having it, because I've needed it in so many ways, starting with a couple of funerals in January where I was ferrying around my family and I needed a car. But it started with that. And then in the middle of this pandemic, it's been very useful. So I'm grateful. But those are a couple of my short list of good things.
I love that. That's great. Follow Stephanie March on Instagram and you can add your list of hashtag a short list of good things.
Yeah, she's
Very
a good
cute.
Thing. She's a good thing.
Yeah, she totally is. If you are enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and write a review at Apple Podcasts.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best of the Nest, or go to bestofthenest.com to receive our newsletter. Remember, we are the podcast that brings you home.